Law number one, the law of the lid. Leadership ability determines a person's level of effectiveness. Leadership ability is the lid that determines a person's level of effectiveness. The lower an individual's ability to lead, the lower the lid on his potential. The higher the individual's ability to lead, the higher the lid on his potential. Let me tell you a story that illustrates the law of the lid. In the 1930s, two young brothers named Dick and Maurice moved from New Hampshire to California in search of the American dream. After a while, their entrepreneurial spirit and interest in the entertainment industry prompted them to open a small drive-in restaurant in Pasadena, located just east of Glendale. Dick and Maurice's tiny drive-in restaurant was a great success, and in 1940 they decided to move the operation to San Bernardino, a working-class boomtown 50 miles east of Los Angeles. They built a larger facility and expanded their menu from hot dogs, fries, and shakes to include barbecue beef and pork sandwiches, hamburgers, and other items. Their business exploded. Annual sales reached $200,000, and the brothers found themselves splitting $50,000 in profits every year, a sum that put them in the town's financial elite. By the mid-1950s, annual revenue hit $350,000, and by then, Dick and Maurice split net profits of about $100,000 each year. Who were these brothers? Back in those days, you could have found out by driving to their small restaurant on the corner of 14th and E Streets in San Bernardino. On the front of the small octagonal building hung a neon sign that said simply, McDonald's Hamburgers. Dick and Maurice McDonald had hit the great American jackpot, and the rest, as they say, is history, right? Wrong. The McDonald's never went any farther because their weak leadership put a lid on their ability to succeed. They lacked the leadership necessary to make a larger enterprise effective. Dick and Maurice were good single restaurant owners. They understood how to run a business, make their systems efficient, cut costs, and increase profits. They were efficient managers, but they were not leaders. Their thinking patterns clamped a lid down on what they could do and become. At the height of their success, Dick and Maurice found themselves smack dab against the law of the lid. In 1954, the brothers hooked up with a man named Ray Kroc, who was a leader. Kroc had been running a small company he founded which sold machines for making milkshakes. He knew about McDonald's. The restaurant was one of his best customers. And as soon as he visited the store, he had a vision for its potential. In his mind, he could see the restaurant going nationwide in hundreds of markets. He soon struck a deal with Dick and Maurice, and in 1955, he formed McDonald's Systems, Inc., later called the McDonald's Corporation. Between 1955 and 59, Kroc succeeded in opening 100 restaurants. 4 years after that, there were 500 McDonald's. Today, the company has opened more than 31,000 restaurants in 119 countries. Leadership ability, or more specifically, the lack of leadership ability, was the lid on the McDonald's brothers' effectiveness. I believe that success is within the reach of just about everyone. But I also believe that personal success without leadership ability brings only limited effectiveness. Without leadership ability, a person's impact is only a fraction of what it could be with good leadership. The higher you want to climb, the more you need leadership. The greater the impact you want to make, the greater your influence needs to be. Whatever you will accomplish is restricted by your ability to lead others. Leadership ability is always the lid on personal and organizational effectiveness. If a person's leadership is strong, the organization's lid is high. But if it's not, then the organization is limited. That's why in times of trouble, organizations naturally look for new leadership. Wherever you look, you can find smart, talented, successful people who are able to go only so far because of the limitations of their leadership. For example, when Apple got started in the late 1970s, Steve Wozniak was the brains behind the Apple computer. His leadership lid was low, but that was not the case for his partner, Steve Jobs. His lid was so high that he built a world-class organization and gave it a 9-digit value. That's the impact of the law of the lid. In the 1980s, I met Don Stevenson, the chairman of Global Hospitality Resources, Inc. of San Diego, California, an international hospitality advisory and consulting firm. Over lunch, I asked him about his organization. Today, he primarily does consulting, but back then, his company took over the management of hotels and resorts that weren't doing well financially. His company oversaw many excellent facilities, such as La Costa in Southern California. Don said that whenever his people went into an organization to take it over, they always started by doing two things. First, they trained all the staff to improve their level of service to the customers. And second, they fired the leader. When he told me that, I was surprised. "You always fire him," I asked. "Every time?" "That's right, every time," he said. "Don't you talk to the person first to check him out to see if he's a good leader?" I said. "No," he answered, "if he'd been a good leader, the organization wouldn't be in the mess that it's in." And I thought to myself, of course, it's the law of the lid. To reach the highest level of effectiveness, you have to raise the lid one way or the other.